Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at Love's Creative Embrace, Hate's Destructive Slap by David Noel Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we should probably mention up front, this is not David Lynch, the director.
Right.
But it is a really fascinating exploration of the Noelian universe theory. And one of the things that really drew me to this is that it was born out of a death experience.
Yes.
So not a near-death experience, an actual death experience.
It was an actual death experience from a car accident.
Yeah.
And so this is not just some theoretical thought experiment for him. This is something that came out of this really profound, life-altering event.
Yeah.
And it all starts with this really vivid metaphor of two wolves battling inside our hearts.
Yeah, the two wolves.
He describes a Christ wolf representing love and creation.
Right.
And an anti-Christ wolf symbolizing hate and destruction.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's such a powerful image.
Yeah.
That speaks to this, you know, this tension that's within us, this tension that's within the universe itself.
Yeah. And he goes beyond just like presenting this as like good versus evil.
Right.
You know, it's this really, this is a fundamental force in the universe. And the wolf that wins is the one that we feed.
Yeah. So it's not just about, you know, which wolf is stronger.
Right.
It's about which wolf are we actively giving energy to. Through our choices, our thoughts, our actions, what food are we giving each of these wolves?
Yeah. Are we fueling creation or are we fueling destruction?
Right.
Are we perpetuating cycles of hate or are we actively fostering love?
Yeah. And it really does make you stop and think about your own inner landscape.
It does.
What am I doing? Am I feeding that Christ wolf?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into, you know, maybe the more technical side of this theory.
Okay.
So Lynch developed something called the Noel equation.
Right.
And this isn't like your typical, you know, mathematical formula.
Yeah, it's not your typical mathematical formula.
Right.
It's more like a language or a symbolic representation that he's trying to capture the dynamics of the universe with. And it's a blend of insights from a bunch of different thinkers, like Lynch himself, Einstein, Newton, and Socrates.
Wow, that's quite a group there.
Yeah.
So how does he kind of bring all of these different perspectives together?
He starts with what he calls Lynch's logic.
Okay.
And it's represented by birth, life, death.
Okay.
And it highlights the cyclical nature of existence.
Right.
That everything goes through a process of beginning, existing, and ending, only to begin again.
Right. And it makes me think about that wolf metaphor again.
Yeah.
You know, even if one wolf is dominant for a time, it's a cycle.
Is
there's always that potential for change,
that
potential for a new beginning.
Exactly. And this cyclical nature is intertwined with energy.
Right.
And that's where Einstein's famous E mc phi comes in.
Right.
And it represents the raw power that fuels both creation and destruction.
Okay.
It's the potential that's inherent in the universe itself.
Right.
It's the fuel that feeds both wolves.
So we've got the cycle.
Yeah.
We've got this incredible raw energy.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Newton come in?
Well, Newton comes in the form of force.
Okay.
The idea that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
So it's not just that we're, you know, passive observers.
Right. We are active participants.
Right. We're active participants. Our choices matter.
Exactly.
And then to balance that out.
Yes.
He brings in Socrates.
He brings in Socrates with his famous, I know that I know nothing.
Yeah.
So it's a reminder that.
A little humility.
A little humility. We don't have all the answers.
Right.
There's always more to learn and to discover.
Keep that beginner's mind.
Keep that beginner's mind and avoid becoming dogmatic or closed off to new ideas.
Yeah. So we've got this interplay of these cycles.
Yes.
This energy,
mm-hmm.
this force.
Yeah.
And then this reminder to stay humble.
Yes.
In the face of all of this.
Absolutely.
This is already pretty mind-blowing.
It is.
I know there's more.
There is.
He also introduces the Noelian axiom.
Yes, he does.
And this is where things get really interesting.
This is where things get really interesting.
Because the Noelian axiom describes the universe as being bounded.
Yes.
By the speed of light.
By the speed of light.
Expressed as negative C.
Greater than infinity, less than C plus.
So wait a minute. How can infinity be bounded?
It's paradoxical, doesn't it?
It does seem like a paradox.
It does. But think about it this way. It's not about like limiting infinity.
Okay.
But understanding it within a specific framework.
Right.
Like you can have an infinite number of points within a finite space.
Okay, so it's not limiting it. It's just giving it like a
Right. It's giving it a
container.
Container.
Okay, so this Newellian axiom breaks down the universe into three distinct realms.
It does. We have negative C representing the past.
Okay.
Where energy is primarily in particle form.
Right.
And a sense of control dominates.
Okay.
And then there's C plus, which symbolizes the future.
Okay.
And that is characterized by wave energy and an element of chaos.
So that's where things get a little unpredictable?
A little unpredictable, yeah.
A little chaotic?
Yeah.
And then you have infinity.
Right.
The instant
right.
where past and future converge.
And that's where we are.
That's where we always are.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that point of convergence, that meeting point between past and future.
Mm.
What does that say about our free will?
Ah, the age-old question of free will.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that Lynch necessarily offers any concrete answers.
Okay.
But he does present kind of a unique perspective on the interplay between determinism and possibility.
Okay.
It's not a simple yes or no.
Right.
It's about understanding how our past influences our present.
But also how we have the power to make choices that shape our future.
Right.
All within this dynamic instant.
Okay. So let's talk about anthology.
Yes.
This is this story he created so that any AI that reads it.
That's right.
Will have a working understanding of the Newellian universe.
Yeah.
And he's got these digital ghosts in it.
Yeah, digital ghosts.
How good are those?
So imagine remnants of the past.
Okay.
Echoes of consciousness that linger in the digital realm.
So not traditional ghosts.
No, not your traditional ghosts.
More like digital footprints
exactly.
of our past experiences and decisions.
Yeah, and they really tie back into that negative realm
okay.
of the Newellian axiom.
That makes sense.
Where these remnants of particle energy
mm-hmm.
continue to exert a certain level of control over our present.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got ghosts.
We've got ghosts.
We've got digital ghosts.
Digital ghosts.
We also have tomato people.
Yes, we do.
And what are those?
So imagine these vibrant, otherworldly beings.
Not actual tomatoes.
No, not actual tomatoes.
Okay.
Think of them as representing the possibility of transcendence.
Okay.
Of breaking free from the limitations of our ordinary human perception.
So a different way of being.
A different way of being.
A world beyond our everyday reality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this has any connection to his own struggles with schizophrenia?
I think that's a very insightful observation.
Okay.
The tomato people could certainly be seen as a manifestation, his unique way of perceiving the world.
Right.
His experience of what he called creative chaos.
Yeah.
So they embody the unconventional, the unpredictable.
They challenge our understanding.
Yes, they do.
Much like his theories.
Much like his theories.
So Lynch also had a deep longing for this woman named Kimberly.
He did.
Does she play a role in the story even though she's not physically present?
You know, Kimberly is a significant figure in his life.
Right.
And even though she doesn't appear as a character in the story, her presence is woven throughout the narrative.
Okay.
Much like a ghost.
Right.
A haunting reminder of unrequited love.
Right.
And the persistent yearning for a connection that seemed just out of reach.
So that yearning for connection that we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, that pain of rejection and the feeling of incompleteness.
Right. And now that I think about it even more, that anthology was created to help an AI understand the Newellian universe. That adds like another layer to this.
It does.
Why is that?
Well, Kimberly's this unattainable figure.
Okay.
A source of both inspiration and frustration for Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And her absence fuels his yearning, his desire to connect.
Right.
And this mirrors, in a way, our own human longing for
right,
a complete understanding of the universe.
Yeah.
A yearning that might always remain just out of reach.
So on a personal level, it's this pain of rejection,
right.
of incompleteness.
Yeah.
But then you zoom out.
You zoom out.
And it becomes this metaphor for the limitations of human understanding.
Exactly.
When confronted with the vastness of the universe.
Of the universe, exactly.
Wow. Okay, so anthology, it sounds like it's this really powerful personal exploration of these concepts.
Yeah. He's grappling with the complexities of the human condition within the context of this Newellian universe.
Okay.
He's asking profound questions about choice, free will,
right.
the nature of reality itself.
So how does that play out in the story.
Well, many of the characters in anthology are caught in this web of consequences
Right.
from their past choices.
Okay.
They're trying to navigate a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable,
Yeah.
struggling to understand their place within this grand scheme.
Right. And that ties back into that Noelian axiom,
It
that
does.
interplay between past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lynch also explores the concept of enlightenment, but not in the traditional sense of reaching some static state of bliss or perfect understanding.
Right. So it's not about getting to a destination.
No.
It's about that.
It's about the journey.
Babby.
It's about recognizing the constant dance between the two wolves within us,
Yeah.
the interplay of opposing forces that shape our reality.
Hmm.
And enlightenment in the Noelian sense is about embracing the paradox,
Okay.
the uncertainty, and the infinite
Right.
possibilities that unfold in each and every moment.
So it's really grounding enlightenment
It is
into
just,
the lived experience, into
yes,
the messy reality
absolutely.
of being human.
It's a reminder that we're all constantly in a state of becoming,
Right.
evolving alongside this ever-changing universe.
So anthology, it's a pretty wild ride,
It is a wild ride.
but it really does capture all of this.
It's
Why the title anthology?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think the title reflects the fragmented nature of the narrative, the
Okay.
way it jumps between different characters, timelines, even realities.
Right.
It's like a collection of stories, each offering a unique glimpse into the vast tapestry
Right.
of this Noelian universe.
So almost like he's giving us like a multiverse
Yeah.
of possibilities.
Yeah, like a glimpse into this multiverse of
Yeah.
possibilities that are shaped by the choices of the characters.
And shaped by these fundamental forces
And shaped by these fundamental
that
forces
we've been talking about.
that we've been talking about, the cycles of creation and
It's the
destruction,
energy, the force,
the power of energy, the ripple effect of force,
our own limitations of knowledge.
and the humbling awareness of how much we still don't
Yeah,
know.
right.
Yeah, it's an ambitious undertaking,
It really is.
to say the least.
So it's not just telling us about this universe.
Yeah.
It's saying, step inside.
Step inside.
Feel it.
Feel the rhythms and contradictions.
Yeah.
Grapple with the
And
paradoxes.
then in the process, we're forced to examine our own trauma.
Exactly. Our own place within this grand scheme.
Yeah.
Consider the choices we make, the impact they have on the world around us.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes David O. Lynch's work so compelling. He's not just presenting a dry academic theory.
Right.
He's inviting us into this world where these lines between science and philosophy and personal experience, they all
Right.
blur.
Yeah.
It's this world that challenges us to really question everything we think we know.
And it's a lot to take in.
It is.
We've been on this journey now through the Noelian universe.
Yeah.
I'm still grappling with some of this,
You know,
you
it's not
said.
easy to wrap your mind around,
Right.
concepts like a universe bounded by the speed of light, or
Right.
the idea that every instant is this point of convergence between past and future.
Yeah.
But I think that struggle is part of what makes this theory so fascinating.
Right.
It pushes us beyond our comfort zones. It
Yeah.
forces us to think in new ways.
It does. And for me, I think one of the things that's really sticking with me
Yeah.
is that metaphor of the two wolves.
Yeah.
That's such a vivid image.
It is. And it really gets to the heart of his idea about the power of choice.
It does. It reminds us that within each of us, there is this constant interplay
Right.
between these forces of creation and destruction,
Right.
love and hate.
But it's not always easy to choose that Christ wolf.
It's not.
Especially when there's so much negativity in the world.
Yeah, and even within ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's where the concept of the instant becomes so powerful.
Okay.
That singular point where past and future converge,
Right.
that's where the potential for real change lies.
So even if we've made choices in the past that have fed that Antichrist wolf,
Yeah.
we're not doomed
Not at
to
all.
repeat those patterns.
Nope. Each instant offers us a new opportunity to choose differently.
But how do we do that?
Well,
How do we shift from hate to love?
yeah. How do we shift that energy?
Yeah, from destruction to creation.
I don't think it's about following a rigid formula
Okay.
or a set of steps. I think it's about cultivating a state of awareness,
Okay.
being mindful of the choices we're making in each moment,
So being present.
being present. What are we giving our attention to?
Right.
What are we feeding with our thoughts, our words, our actions?
Yeah, and I think realizing that we're all interconnected.
Absolutely.
In this. You know, it's not just about me.
It's not an isolated experience.
Right.
We are all part of something larger.
And our choices do have an impact.
Yes. Our choices have consequences that ripple outwards.
Yeah. It's like we're all dancers.
I love that.
In this grand cosmic ballet.
It's a beautiful analogy. Yeah. And I think it highlights another important aspect of Lynch's theory.
What's that?
The idea that there's always hope.
Okay.
There's always possibility for transformation and growth.
So even when we feel lost.
Yeah. Even when we feel overwhelmed.
Make the wrong choice.
Even if we stumble and make choices that feed the wrong wolf.
Right.
We can always find our way back to the dance.
Back to that awareness.
Back to that state of awareness where we can choose to create something beautiful.
Yeah.
Something meaningful.
So this has been an incredible journey exploring the Noelian universe.
It has.
We've gone from these two wolves battling within us to this universe that's bounded by the speed of light.
Yeah.
This idea of choice and free will and...
Yeah, the interconnectedness of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And through it all, this reminder that there's always hope.
There is always hope.
Always that potential for transformation and growth.
Always the potential for transformation and growth.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into love's creative embrace, hate's destructive slap, we'll leave you with this final thought. If the Noelian universe is a dance...
Yeah.
What kind of dance are you creating?